Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Pam Carney, Director of Investor and Public Relations at Tortoise. I'm joined today by Brad Adams, CEO of the Tortoise Closed-End Funds. Thank you for joining us for this special Quick Take podcast recapping energy value chain performance at mid-year and highlights regarding our closed-end funds. This is the first in a series of closed-end fund podcasts we plan to record this year. Brad, let's start by giving an overview of how the broad energy sector performed in the second quarter.
Thanks, Pam. It's great to be here and join you on the podcast. Investor sentiment, mirroring the change in oil prices, weighed down performance for the energy sector, although company fundamentals, particularly those in the midstream segment, were solid. Broadly speaking, energy was down and midstream followed, all tracking crude oil prices lower. Investors turned to weekly crude oil inventory reports to gauge supply and demand, and then grew impatient with the lack of significant draws. And while the May OPEC meeting resulted in expected production cuts, the market reaction was to the downside. This negative sentiment trumped fundamentals during the quarter in our view. Equity capital markets and energy remain challenged, but debt markets remain attractive and alternative means of financing are available. We believe midstream valuations are compelling and provide a solid yield as fundamentals improve and volumes are expected to continue to move higher in the back half of the year. Our long-term outlook for the midstream sector remains positive with a projection for capital investments of approximately $125 billion from 2017 to 2019. U.S. and global oil inventories are expected to decline throughout the second half of 2017 as we enter a period when oil demand is the strongest and the supply glut should see a meaningful impact from the OPEC production cuts. If oil prices remain below $45 per barrel, then the pace of 2018 U.S. production growth should moderate. Natural gas continues to be a meaningful part of the energy story. Storage levels ended the second quarter approximately 6% above the five-year average as higher than expected demand and lower than expected production helped reduce elevated inventories, which had built during the warmer than normal winter. Natural gas supply is expected to resume growth in late 2017, driven by Appalachia as pipeline capacity comes online. We continue to believe the U.S. will play a pivotal role in the LNG trade. Last year, the U.S. exported liquefied natural gas for the first time. Two LNG facilities came online last year, and three more are expected this year. We expect natural gas and NGL, primarily from the Permian, to play an increasing role in supply growth moving forward. Moving specifically to performance, the price of crude impacted the entire value chain. The energy sector, represented by the S&P Energy Select Index, fell by 6.6% for the second quarter. The Tortoise American Oil and Gas Producers Index, that's TNEP, returned minus 14.1% with oil prices slipping from a high of $50.60 to end the quarter at $46.04 per barrel. Pipeline companies pulled back too, with the Tortoise North American Pipeline Index returning a minus 2.4%. MLPs faced additional pressure, causing them to retreat further with a return of minus 6.5% for the quarter, as represented by the Tortoise MLP Index. While the midstream segment was negative for the quarter, not all pipeline companies retreated to the same extent. Refined product pipelines were the least affected by lower crude oil prices, as lower prices tend to drive demand for refined products such as gasoline. Gathering and processing pipeline companies were impacted the most, particularly those with non-fee-based contracts due to the negative impact of lower commodity prices on those contracts. I guess, Pam, net-net, the energy sector was down, yet disconnected from fundamentals in our view.
Thank you, Brad. How has all that impacted the performance of our closed-end funds?
Our funds span the energy value chain, and in our view, fundamentals have continued to improve quarter over quarter. All performance information is as of July 31st, 2017. Beginning with upstream, as a reminder, NDP invests in oil and gas producers that, in our view, are located in the best locations in the best oil and gas fields within North America. The fund also utilizes a covered call strategy. NDP's year-to-date market-based total return was minus 5.95%, and its NAV-based total return was minus 16.25%. Liquids producers underperformed natural gas producers, particularly those in Permian and Eagle Ford basins. The fund's negative performance was somewhat mitigated by its exposure to midstream companies that it holds to execute its covered call strategy. Within the midstream space, TYG, NTG, and TTP focus on high-quality companies with strategic assets, providing visible, growing cash flows and strong balance sheets and distribution coverage. Lower commodity prices weighed on market sentiment, causing negative performance for the energy sector, including MLPs and pipeline companies and these funds. At mid-year, TYG's year-to-date market-based total return was 2.94%, and its NAV-based total return was minus 1.62%. NTG's year-to-date market-based total return was 5.65%, and its NAV-based total return was minus 2.17%. TTP invests in diversified pipeline equities, along with some independent energy companies, and utilizes a covered call strategy. TTP's year-to-date market-based total return was a minus 3.55%, and its NAV-based total return was a minus 7.17%. And finally, TPZ is a downstream strategy which invests primarily in power and energy infrastructure fixed income, with the remainder in equities. TPZ's year-to-date market-based total return was 0.18%, and its NAV-based total return was a minus 1.61%.
Thank you, Brad. Can you talk a bit about our use of leverage in the closed-end funds?
Absolutely. Consistent with our historical approach, we remain prudent in our use of leverage to maintain adequate cushion in excess of asset coverage requirements. You know, we monitor leverage closely and, as a reminder, report updated leverage amounts and ratios on our website each week.
And can you also touch on our thoughts about the health of the portfolio companies' distributions?
Sure. Overall, midstream companies have healthier balance sheets from where they were in 2016, improved distribution coverage, and a tailwind of volume growth of crude oil, natural gas, and natural gas liquids. We continue to expect midstream dividend and distribution growth of 5-7% over the next 12 months.
On that note, then, how are the fund distributions holding up?
Well, we maintain distributions quarter over quarter for all the funds. Our goal with the MLP-focused funds, TYG and NTG, is to have adequate distribution coverage over the long term, supporting our emphasis on distribution sustainability. And as a reminder, distribution coverage is DCF divided by distributions paid to stockholders. There are a number of factors impacting DCF, including growth in distributions from portfolio investments, leverage costs, changes in asset value-based expenses, that includes management fees and admin expenses. We've been doing this, you know, long enough to know that coverage can move around a bit from quarter to quarter, but over the longer term, adequate coverage is very important. We'll continue to focus on high-quality companies that generate solid cash flows to reach our long-term distribution goals. As I mentioned, we maintain the quarter-over-quarter distributions for the RIC funds also. And as a reminder, RICs must pay out their investment income and capital gains in order to avoid fund-level taxes. A portion of distributions may be designated as capital gains, and the funds may also distribute additional capital gains in the last calendar quarter of the year if necessary to meet minimum annual distribution requirements. And not too dissimilar to the MLP funds, our goal is to have adequate distribution coverage over the long term supported by DCF and realized gains.
Anything else you'd like to add, Brad?
I guess just in general, you know, it's times like these it's helpful to keep the big picture in mind. There are always bumps in the road in any transition, and the shale revolution is certainly a significant transition. Energy infrastructure is an essential part of our economy, and midstream cash flows have steadily grown during the downturn in oil prices on the back of fee-based revenue and volume growth.
Thanks, Brad, and thanks for kicking off closed-end fund series that we're going to do for our Quick Take podcast. We hope you found this helpful, and thank you for joining us. We look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.